This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well done, Beltway Ben. A little human nature coming at you. Ravens, it's human nature to be excited about them. They seem to have a great roster. As you heard Kyle Hamilton say last segment, they got the best quarterback on the planet. They seem to be very good in the regular season. But what about the start to this regular season? Bills, Browns, Lions, Chiefs, Texans, Rams.
Other than the Browns,
it's quite a stretch. So can the Ravens get off to a quick start this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to, as much as we're all in the camp that they need to be there in the end, and this is Super Bowl or bust, despite what Harbs might think and or be willing to say publicly. That doesn't mean that every week is going to be a masterpiece, and they're going to have to gut some stuff out and muck some stuff up or survive other teams mucking it up against them early in the year. Like, this is a really tough ask. I think five of those teams could legitimately make the case to be final four teams in the NFL or close to it. And maybe Houston's the anomaly there of the non-Browns teams, but I think Houston's defense is that caliber. And that's not the whole team, I get it. But, like, I think they could make life a little bit tough on the Ravens. So I think as much as you want to look at season totals this time of year, and I do think they're around 12 when it's all said and done, I'm not sure that more than three are going to come in these first six. And I don't think there's anything wrong with them holding serve and starting the season 500. Because then after that bye, there's a five-game stretch where I think they can get pretty fat and really establish themselves. But, like, they tend to slip up somewhere early in the year. I'm telling you, I think Houston could be that trap game this year. I don't think it's Cleveland in week two at home.
Usually it's a bad team at home, Jason. Colts, Raiders, back-to-back years.
You know, we know that, like, Arrowhead's been a house of horrors for them. Even Detroit on a Monday night. Like, this team has embarrassed Detroit before the last time they came here. You know, I think Dan Campbell will have them up for it. Like, to me, anything more than 3-3 is house money.
Just push back a little bit. They embarrassed the Houston Texans in their house on Christmas a year ago.
Yes, they did.
So, but by those transitive properties, and that was the same Texans defense. They had all their dudes.
Yep.
I think they split with Buffalo and Kansas City and go 4-2. But like you, I don't see it as easy. And if they did come into this 3-3 or even 2-4, I think it could explain why.
Yeah. I don't think many teams, you know, could handle that. Like, I think if you airlifted, you know, think of other competitive teams, you know, San Francisco, who's got on paper the easiest schedule in the league by last year's win percentage standards. Like, I don't think you could put that San Francisco team into that gauntlet and have them, you know, people be talking about 4-2, 5-1. I don't think, you know, a Kansas City team, especially without their number one wide receiver, would be doing maybe a whole lot better than 4-2 tops with that stretch. Like, they go 4-2 that early in the year, a team that veterans don't play at all. The first couple of weeks is really their training camp. Two of these AFC teams that have had their number are at their place. I mean, it's a tough ask.
Yeah.
The league is asking a lot out of them here, and I think they'll be up for it. But again, to me, being up for it means finding a way not to lose more games than you win.
So let me ask you a hypothetical. If we get to week six, or they're getting ready for the Bears after the bye, and they're sitting at 2-4, why are they 2-4? In those? Just because it's a tough schedule and they...
Well, look, the only real additions that have come from the outside that we're excited about, for the most part, and D-Hop, I get it, but even he, come on. You know, we're already talking Jair Alexander. We'll talk about him again later in the show. Mm-hmm. He's going to start the year on a pitch count. Mm-hmm. D-Hop, it's all about the playoffs with him. Like, I don't think you want to have to be leaning on him early. It's the rookies. So you're asking me for a doomsday scenario? Well, yeah. It starts with the rookie class looking very much like rookies early. You throw in a couple of injuries, maybe one on the O-line, maybe one on the D-line. Jair Alexander is very, very much on a pitch count. Like, special teams, and again, there's two rookies who are going to be featuring prominently there. Look like 2024 special teams, not say 2022. Yeah, I mean,
I don't think it's going to happen.
For starters, you could start painting that picture.
Yeah, Jason, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I could be sitting here week seven and having a conversation about the kicker missing a couple of late kicks that cost them football games. That's not out of the realm.
If you're going to, look, with all the talent they have, and yes, this is a tough schedule, but with all the talent they have, if you're putting him in a position where he's got to win games for you from 45 on out in the final 45 seconds of games, then you might be asking to lose that game. That'd be a tough indoctrination, right? I think you'd like the way they've built it up and all the accolades they have for their roster. You'd like for him to be along for the ride.
Yeah.
Right? Like, your roster is the tugboat and you're pulling Big Looper on a jet ski behind, right? You don't want Big Looper to be in the captain seat of the tugboat.
But if he is, you could be
asking for trouble.
And if the Buffalo game is close, it won't surprise you. If the Lions game is close, it won't surprise you. If the Chiefs game is close, it won't surprise you. If the Rams game is close, it won't surprise you.
If any of those games are close, it won't surprise you. See, I think they're going to beat the Browns, but I don't know that it's a total curb stop, because the Browns do tend to have a way to muddle those things up. But, like, yeah, it he could be called on in do or die situations more than you would construct it ideally. And if so, he is a very raw rookie, despite everything he did in July and August to make us excited. So that's why I just keep going back to, like, and I'm very bullish on him. And
yeah,
I think they're going,
both.
I got them playing the Packers in the Super Bowl, and I've had that for
that.
Weeks. That's not a Michael Parsons thing.
No, you had this, yeah,
I've
for
been
the record,
bullish on the
you've
Packers
been on the Packers for a while.
Long.
Yes.
You can go watch WannaBet. It's because, on there all over the place.
But we had a conversation weeks ago because I'm like, well, the Lions. And you go, I like the Packers.
I like the Packers. So, like, I do think the Ravens will be there in the end, but I don't think they're going 14-2. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to be all, you know, peaches and cream until we find out who they play in the second round of the playoffs, because they got the bye as the one seed. Like, and I'm not saying they don't get the buys, and they're not ultimately the one seed. And you could go 3-3. And if you've got a win against Buffalo and a win against Kansas City among the ones in your ledger, 3-3 with the rest of the schedule might be enough to still put you in the one seed. But, like, I think there's going to be stretches this year where they don't look good for 2-3 weeks, or they certainly, you know, lose a couple of games in a row. I don't think this is going to be, you know, like coasting from end to end, and it's, oh, do they lose two or three games, but that's it.
Coming up next, I've been looking forward to this. This trade happened around 5 o'clock yesterday, so live radio, we had to make some changes. And then last night, it's Micah Parsons to the Packers. Last night, Jerry Jones, the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, met with the media, and he said a bunch of words. We'll hear some of those words and get Jason's thoughts on this deal next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You're on the Fan. So around 5 o'clock yesterday, we get the news that Micah Parsons had been traded to the Packers. Took a few minutes to find out what the Cowboys got back, and then we eventually find out it's 2 ones and Kenny Clark, the defensive tackle. So, Jason, you were taking Rocco to school yesterday. Hope everything worked out at Maryland.
We were driving back when this went down.
Yeah.
We're stuck on a little traffic on 695 on the way back.
So you've had a little time to digest this, just your reaction to this trade, which people – couple things that I want to point out. Number one, people that are close to this say that Jerry felt like he had a deal, a handshake agreement with Micah Parsons, and he feels like Micah Parsons reneged on said agreement after talking to his agent, so he felt he couldn't, quote, respect him anymore. The other theory going around is he wanted to have his – create his own Herschel Walker trade to invigorate the locker room. So with all that, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, between him, Hendrickson, and Scary Terry, I thought one of them would be dealt, but this was the one I felt like was the least likely, to be dealt. And this wasn't just business. This was personal. And this was Jerry not being able to get over the fact that whatever he thought he had with Micah – in the NFL court of contractual law was ultimately a nothing burger. It didn't matter. His agents thought he could do better elsewhere if Jerry wasn't willing to do more. And ultimately, I didn't think Jerry'd be willing to play to trade the player, given that he could squat on him for two more years with franchise tags. But
he was so personally offended.
Yeah, it's crazy. Frankly, and I'm a big Kenny Clark guy, but I'm a little surprised that they couldn't get more somewhere. It's also ridiculous. Like, they could have certainly got more before the draft.
Oh, absolutely.
This was not a draft that was loaded with pass rush.
No, it's they
auction him off before the draft.
Before teams have set their rosters completely too and spent the, like, yeah.
Like, if you did it at the combine, you would have got way more than this. And those things could already be helping you because the combine comes before the draft. Like, they are so backwards.
Micah hadn't broken his heart yet then.
I get, right. Right. I would have loved to have seen this with Kenny Clark still there, because I think that really would have that D-line being ferocious. But I was very bullish on Green Bay. I think it was the Ravens, the Packers, and the Eagles were the only teams in the NFL last year that had an offense and defense that both ranked top seven in yards per play. So that's top seven in yards per play generated, top seven in yards per play allowed. Well, we know the Ravens were a pretty good team. We know the Eagles were the last team standing.
Yeah.
And Green Bay the year before that should have at least been in the NFC Championship game. Green Bay is still the youngest team in the league. I think Green Bay had a heck of a draft. I think Jair Alexander's got some football left in him, but it wasn't going to be there. That's addition by subtraction for them. You know, the situation with Reed, the receiver, and his health. Like, I mean, there's still reasons to give me a little pause.
They drafted a first-round receiver for the first time in a long time.
But I'm a big Jordan Love guy, and I don't think Jordan Love was ever healthy last year. And I think that's going to be a huge shot in the arm for this defense and for this entire football team. Dallas was already a less-than-pedestrian football outfit. I think this is going to crush what was left of their morale. I don't think it's the last player who's out of there by the trade deadline. I think Jerry is running a business. He's not trying to win a Super Bowl. I think they're in a world of pain. Thursday night, I think they're in a world of pain.
Let's hear from Jerry, who met with the media last night. And here's Jerry Jones on his belief that the Parsons deal could have been done if he wanted.
There's no question that I could have signed him in April. And so we all know that to have agreements, all parties have to agree. But this was by design. I did make Mike an offer. It wasn't acceptable. And I honor the fact that it wasn't done in the way that he wanted to do it through an agent. He was made an offer. There's not an ounce of vindictiveness. There's no bad feelings on my part about the fact that we didn't come together on an agreement. The facts are, and we'll cover it, I'm sure, with many of your questions.
What was that?
I mean, you don't see 25-year-old pass rushers without major injury risk or a checkered injury history. You don't see him traded a week before the season. It just
never.
I mean, it even if they're traded, it tends to happen like Khalil Mack. It doesn't happen now. Like, it might happen, and usually it's not for a guy that young. I mean, no. It might happen at the deadline. That's usually an older guy, right? That's when you start getting into the Jared Allen type sort of stuff, or like Suggs or whatever. It doesn't happen. When they're 25.
There's two guys in the history of football that had 12 sacks in their first four seasons. It's Reggie White and Micah Parsons.
I saw a stat, and I assume it's correct. It was from someone who does research for CBS Sports. He said that Micah Parsons could go the next 280 snaps without registering a pressure, and his pressure per snap rate would still be top 10 in the NFL.
It's incredible.
So I do want to hear one more Jerry cut, and we do have Rashawn, who's like somehow a Cowboys fan and a Ravens fan.
Oh, correct. Yes.
Yeah, he's on hold. So let's hear one more from Jerry, and then we'll go to Rashawn. This is Jerry Jones. Let's go with cut 25. Why they traded Micah Parsons, Ben?
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in,
concerns in,
on the inside of our defense. Let me go beyond your question. First of all, I want to tell you that I really like Micah. I appreciate the years, 4 years that we've had him here, and he's a great player. And so we are very appreciative of the fact that he's a great player.
He's very appreciative, and he likes him. He started calling him Michael at points during this presser last night as well.
Look, again, I'm a big Kenny Clark guy, and they can't stop the run. I still think they're going to have trouble stopping the run without Kenny Clark, and I think they're going to have a real problem getting people into 2nd and 17 and 3rd and 12 without Micah.
410-583-1057. Let's check in. Rashawn is in Baltimore. I think he's actually in San Francisco, if social media is telling the truth.
But wow.
He's on the fan. And Rashawn, how are you feeling? For people who don't know, you were somehow a Ravens and a Cowboys fan, and the Cowboys just traded Micah Parsons. So how are you?
I'm actually happy about it. I'm glad this whole thing is over with, man. You know, it's just like Micah, man, he's just like Jerry said, man, they had an agreement and then Micah went back and changed it.
Well,
you know?
He talked to his agent. That's the agent's
agreement
job.
That wasn't signed.
They had a handshake, man. Once you shake a man's hand, you know, that pulls it mean that's the
it's
deal,
Wild
man.
West,
but we've seen the show before. If we would have paid Micah and then his production would have just decreased. The same thing with Elliott and that contract. And to think about it, we got a lot of bad contracts on this team already. You got to think about it. $380 guaranteed between Lamb, Prescott, and Diggs. So if you add this $130 on top of that, that's a half a billion dollars.
How much do you think the Dallas Cowboys are worth? Why are you worried about this billionaire's money? Are you kidding me?
Forbes came out yesterday, just a second.
What are we doing here? So Cowboys, the answer is to let our best player walk?
The Cowboys are the most valuable team in all of team sports, according to Forbes. They're worth $13 billion.
He bought it for $300 or $170 million or whatever, and it's worth whatever billion?
$13 billion.
And you're worried about him paying some dudes what the market's going to give him?
It's still a thing called a salary cap, and we need other pieces, man. You don't win Super Bowls.
Yeah, pass rush. That's not a fundamental thing.
Listen. We got these draft picks, and Jerry is going to turn water to wine. You know, with these picks right here, man. He's going to do something like spectacular. And we don't have to pay $250 million. You know, or whatever, to a podcast.
Hey, Rashawn, if you're lucky, one of these picks you just ran, appreciate the call. If you're lucky, you'll get a player.
To a podcast.
You'll get a player.
Podcasters can make a lot of money. Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but it's true.
If Jerry's lucky, he might be able to draft a player as good as Micah Parsons.
He's
with
not
one of these picks.
Dude.
So.
Yeah. Cowboys fans need to have an economic. They need to have what a. But I used to have with the Orioles. They need to have the economic jihad against the team.
I will tell you, I need another episode of that Cowboys documentary after this trade. I
hope
hear more
he at least gets to see Basayo's first home run if he's out there in San Francisco this weekend.
Oh, he's out there. He is. He always is traveling.
Because I'll tell you what he's going to see Thursday night, whether he's in San Francisco, Baltimore, or anywhere in between. He's going to see his Cowboys get the bleep beat out of him on national television again.
Coming up next, League at Large. So we look at the rest of the NFL. We'll hear from Andy Reid. We'll hear from Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh. We're a week away from football. Let's hear from some coaches next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I think, you know, they're just these progressions relative to situational football. You know, his preparation's been fantastic. And I think continue on the course where he's improving and you know, he's going to work extremely hard at it. So I think there's a number of things, but there's not one specific thing. I think he's wiser to red zone, wiser to third down, the cadence. You know, there's some nuances that when you get real comfortable, maybe in year one, your snap count is this, and then pretty soon it becomes, you know, something that's more of a weapon, a number of things like that.
So that's Sean Payton, head coach of the Denver Broncos, talking about his quarterback, Bo Nix, and whether or not he can become a top 4 to 5 quarterback in the National Football League. I like Bo Nix. I liked him. Well, he finished at Oregon after playing at Auburn, so I liked Bo Nix coming into the league. He was really good by the end of the year. Top 5, though? Could he be that good, Jason? I know you're bullish on the Broncos.
I don't know if he could be that good, but he's in great hands with Sean Payton, and I think he can be really damn good. I mean, this kid threw 29 passing touchdowns as a rookie. If you look at all qualified passers in the NFL, he had the second lowest percentage of total snaps in which it ended in a sack, fumble, and interception. I'm going to repeat that. Second in the NFL among all qualified quarterbacks in percentage of his snaps that resulted in a sack, fumble, or interception. He threw 3 touchdowns or more in 3 of his final 4 games. He threw 2 touchdowns or more in 7 of his last 8 games. Am I already on Bo Nix over 1.5 passing touchdowns week 1 against my guy Denard Wilson in Tennessee? Sorry, Denard, but I am.
The Jalen Armour-Davis signing didn't factor into that bet?
It did not. The Denver Broncos last year were a favorite 8 times. You want to guess how many times they covered?
8.
Of those 8? There you go. There you go. Tennessee has covered 4 of their last 17 games on the road the last 2 years.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not a good operation.
And I think Denver, we did our 6-pack earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. You had them
would
too.
Would not surprise me if the Denver Broncos are in the AFC Championship game. Would not surprise me.
Let's hear from another coach in that division, Andy Reid. Obviously, we know how good the Chiefs are. They seem to be in the Super Bowl just about every year. They coming off a Super Bowl loss, and now they're without their number one wide receiver, Rashee Rice, for 6 weeks due to suspension. Reid talks about Rashee Rice.
Yeah, Sam, I mean, you know, we had an idea that something was going to happen. And, yeah. Whether it was now or later doesn't necessarily matter, but that something was going to happen, and it would probably be around that 6-game area. And so we went about business full steam ahead, rotated guys in. Everybody got a chance to play that we'll have an opportunity to play here. And so I think it was good for Rashee to get the practice in. He'll be away for 3 weeks, and then he'll be back in the building after that to be able to work out here and just do everything but not practice. So, and then we'll get them back after 6 weeks. So, but we've got guys that are capable of playing here. We just have to go out and do it. Not that you don't miss Rashee. I mean, he's a heck of a football player, but we have other guys that are good players too. So
Andy Reid's without Rashee Rice. He was hurt a year ago, but they were happy to have him back. As Andy Reid said, we knew where suspension was coming. It was weird though. There was a report for a while that he was going to get suspended after the hearing, but then here it is. Then you read that the league or whoever does this recommended 10 to 12 games and negotiated it down to 6. He accepted 6.
Look, they won a lot of games last year, and they did it in some ridiculous fashion at times with missed extra points and blocked chip shot field goals and crazy turnovers. They didn't do it because they were a super jazzed up, diverse offense, because they weren't. And this guy makes them exponentially better. Now, you're right. They won a lot of games and made a Super Bowl without him being around for much of last season. But they need him to hit the ground running in week 7. And they are a lesser offense without him. We're going to find out if that offensive line is much improved.
Josh Simmons looks good.
I will say this, though. Patrick Mahomes in his career in week 1 averages 294 passing yards, a 122.8 rating.
That's good.
21 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. His team's averaged 34 points per game week 1. We know about Andy Reid coming off a bye. Andy Reid, this is essentially coming off a 4-month long bye. And that game in Brazil last year, if you recall, between Green Bay and the Eagles on that soft soccer turf, everybody was running free. The defense had no chance. It is a surface that heavily favors the offense. These two teams, Chargers and Chiefs, play a lot of under games, but I'm not sure this is one of them, folks.
Oh, well, let's hear from one more coach in that division. We get to hear them all except Pete Carroll. But Jim Harbaugh, he loses Rashawn Slater for the season. How's he feel about his O-line?
It's a tremendous, cohesive group. And all willing. I mean, Andre, Jamari, Joe Alt, Zion, Bose, Makai, and Pip. I mean, great guys and really good players. So, yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, that's one of the tightest groups on the...
Well, he feels good about it, but he is missing one of the best guys.
Well, they continue to draft for the trenches, which makes sense. It's how he and Roman want to operate, and they're lucky that they have... Not lucky. They're smart that they took Joe Alt, and they have Joe Alt. We'll see. I mean, look, the Chiefs have had their number. Chiefs have won 7 straight games against the Chargers. Mahomes is 7-1 against Herbert in his career. And the Chargers made strides last year for sure. But if you go back and study how they played against good teams, 2-5 against playoff teams, they've also lost 12 straight games straight up when they're a dog. Kansas City -3.
Wow. That's the Brazil.
That's Brazil.
Yeah, it's a Friday night game. Is that a Peacock game? Is that
YouTube?
Interesting.
YouTube.
Coming up next is one of my favorite segments because, as you know, I don't follow soccer like Jason does, and Jason follows it very intently, and he's also very passionate about the U.S. men's national team, which is usually not doing as well as he'd like. So how are the U.S. men's national team doing these days? We'll find out next here on The Fan. When last we left you in this segment, Jason, I feel like
the Gold Cup was over.
Yeah, you were very disappointed with the U.S. men's national team.
I don't know if I was disappointed because it was exactly what I thought it was going to be, but I'm underwhelmed.
Yes.
Borderline apoplectic about what the World Cup's going to bring. Yeah, so they've got another set of friendlies coming up.
Ooh.
And I wouldn't normally spend a whole lot of time talking about friendlies, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time here.
We're friendly.
I do want to note... that they've announced this week the rosters that
came
through.
You know where they're friendly? The Lions.
Yeah, Ed's got you guys covered there. I don't want to step on Ed's toes or anything else.
No, that's all him, but yeah, go check it out.
So anyway, the U.S. has friendlies coming up next weekend against South Korea and Japan. The rosters came out, were announced this week for who they're bringing, and it just continues to confirm my darkest suspicions and fears about the apparatus running this program, which I Pochettino, for all his international accolades, I think he's checked out. I worried about it over the summer. And looking at this roster now, I feel like he's letting the powers that be kind of run amok. He's letting U.S. soccer, you know, which is in cahoots with MLS, look at some of these young players that they hope to sell abroad for more money. And he's bringing more people into this squad who I hope won't feature in the World Cup, but maybe they will. It just looks to me to be a very uninspired, a not very creative collection of talent. And I'm using air quotes on talent. We will get Christian Pulisic after his summer off back in the fold. Boy, he better bring it. But even if he does, they're just friendlies. But I have to tell you that I do think Pochettino's already got one eye on the other side of the World Cup. I wonder if he's already in agreement with another side, and it probably won't be a country. It'll probably be a domestic club. And I wonder if that comes out way before this World Cup even starts, because I just don't think he's really up for it. I think he realizes that the task he took on, he would have needed a full four-year cycle to do anything with it. And obviously, he had basically less than half that time.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has a couple friendlies in September, a couple in October, a couple in November, and that's it. After that, you get the couple of tune-up games right before the World Cup starts, and then it's on. And I just think, again, we're going to get the draw here in the next couple months. I think it's in November, the draw. I as soon as those markets formulate, I will be fading the U.S. Like, I don't care how good it looks on paper. And I'm sure they'll rig this thing so that the U.S. is not in the group of death. And they're probably in a group that it'll look like they can get through. But I don't buy their morale. I don't buy their leadership. And the interesting thing now is every week there's another controversy. More and more former players are coming out on the record and ripping this version of the team. And it's getting personal in a way that it frankly probably has to, because when you represent your country, this is very personal. But there's like a tabloid element to this now that really won't go away. And if that keeps populating every 4 to 6 weeks now, and we're still 9 months removed from this thing starting, I got news for you. When we get close, I think the knives are really going to be out. So it's a real shame that they're going to blow this opportunity as a soccer entity in this country to use this not as the springboard that 94 turned out to be, but I think it's really going to serve as nothing more than opening the curtains further on a house of cards, on a basically a program that's being run to maximize profits. And it's from the grassroots on up, U.S. soccer is a shambles right now.
So let me ask you a question. Assuming it goes the way you say it goes, where do they go from here?
They'll probably just hire an MLS coach.
Get your boy back.
No, I don't know about that. But, if crazier things have happened, why not do it a third time?
Yeah.
No, I think this will be – they know that the way they did this with Poch, they set up to fail. But they'll say, like they quickly turned on Klinsmann, well, when we got someone from the outside – hey, that didn't work either. Now, again, this is set up to fail. He didn't have enough time to mold it. He didn't have, like, this whole thing was a joke. But they'll say, hey, we threw you your bone. We brought in an accomplished foreign manager. we still crashed out. We could do that paying somebody, you know, a small fraction of that. And so that's where it's going. It's rotten to the core, and it's going to come out in these matches, these competitive matches next summer. That will be a complete hate watch for me.
Orioles are starting a series in San Francisco against the Giants. They're coming off an atrocious homestand where they lost 3 of 4 to the Astros and then got swept by the Red Sox. Joining us,
I think the JV Skipper now, I believe he might be back to 500.
Yeah.
I believe he might be back to 500 and dipping under.
Yeah. Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.